Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Well, don't want to deprive John Harbaugh of his love fest with the media as we get the news from the Nets. We're going to talk to other people or hear from them as they did meet with the media on a Wednesday. No Lamar practice. We'll get a better idea of what that's going to be about in another hour or so. So before we start pressing panic buttons, let's just wait to see how the next couple of hours unfold. But Roquan Smith, who played like Roquan Smith.
Yeah,
last week against Minnesota, was asked about Mike Green. All of a sudden, we're starting to notice him on Sundays. And what about Mike Green's improvement, Roquan?
Yeah, I got a lot of respect, Mike Green, man. The way he's come in, initially, you know, not a lot going on early in the season. Probably wasn't getting the rushes he felt like he needed in a sense like that. But the guy never wavered or anything like that.
I think he's last couple of weeks, he's really made some nice strides, and you notice 45 being around the quarterback, and he hustles his ass off, and he's a right now a decent run player. You know, his size hurts a little bit, but he'll get better, you know, at that. But I expect him, Bob, to have a big game this week, especially if, you know, if they're not getting the ball out real quick. I think he's going to have the ability to make some things happen this week.
He blew up that one run play last week.
Yeah, he can do that when he's on the move.
Yeah, he did a very good job there.
He jumped inside. You know, his quickness. He's got a great takeoff, and he jumped inside that tackle and, you know, got the five-yard loss. That, like you said, that was a real nice play.
And he's going to be, who knows what Carl Lawson's deal is. I mean, he's caught in a numbers game right now. But I'm guessing Mike Green, and we were saying, what, 8 sacks before the season?
Yeah.
He's got 1.5. He might not get to 8, but in the final stretch of games here, how important is he going to be to what they're trying? Not to put too much on the rookies, which we're going to talk about in a second, but are you still a rookie 9 games into the season?
Not really. You're a sophomore now.
Yeah.
You know, you're not a freshman anymore. But he's going to be big, Bob, because, you know, the secondary's playing really good. The inside backers playing really good. Now, make it so you don't have to always, to get pressure, you got to create pressure. Get it where you can win some one-on-one battles, you know, that would be great, and that would really add to the repertoire for Zach Orr on defense.
Speaking of the rookies, here's Roquan talking about the youngsters getting all of these snaps this part of the season, how it benefits them.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think the best teacher in life is experience, and I think once you go through something and you experience things, you kind of know what to expect in certain situations. So I think that's what it is for those guys, and they're just going to continue to grow and continue to keep getting better, and I'm excited for them, and I enjoy going to work with them every day.
And I think we've seen that. You know, the more reps they get, the more they play, and the more success they have, they've been improving. They've all those guys have been improving. The ones that have played, even look at like Jackson, you know, look at Keon Martin, look at these guys. And it may just be a role where they're covering kicks and doing those types of things, but they're still making progress.
Now, last year, which we've talked about, Ravens lose, had opportunities to win the game. Kyle Hamilton completes the interception. The game's over.
No. Yep.
Cleveland got an, I believe they scored on the very next play, as a matter of fact, to eventually win the game. Jameis Winston, now starting quarterback with the Giants, was named as the AFC Offensive Player of the Week after that game. But Roquan's like, I'm not underestimating the Browns, but last year we're not even worried about that.
I think the way we started the season offered the biggest lesson of all, and I'm not worried about last year because it's a completely new team, completely new group. You know, we can't focus on last year and what happened last year because, granted, I don't really remember everything from last year anyway. So it's just more about going out and being who we are and knowing that, hey, like always, you're going into someone else's house and, like, you have to take what you want. And I think it's as simple as that. And, like, they're not going to give it to you by any means. The International Football League, they get paid a check just like we get paid a check. They have family, kids, and everything to take care of as well. And so do we. So it's about what you're going to do between the lines. And games are not worn on paper. They're worn between those lines. So that's what it's going to boil down to.
Yeah, and I totally agree with Roquan because everybody's, you know, even the bettors, Bob, the Ravens are favored by 7.5. And this is an easy – no, this is going to be a tough game. You know, and will it be a tough game for four quarters, three quarters, two quarters? You know, that's going to be dependent on the two offenses. That's what it's going to be dependent on. Because I think both defense are going to show. And then if that's the case, then it comes down to turnovers.
Just don't want to play catch up.
Not against that defense. Yeah. Not if you're dropping back. Because then Schwartzy's really going to start blitzing and stuff. You know, if you can get a two-score lead, Bob, then kind of in that defense's mind, it's like, Jesus, you know, with our offense, we can't come. You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, you start like the Ravens. They scored 21 points in the fourth quarter against them last time. Need that kind of stuff because then the offense, then they are one-dimensional. Then you're relying on Dylan Gabriel, you know, to drop back and throw it all the time. That ain't happening.
We'll talk more about him and the rest of that Browns offense coming up in about a half hour or so. But when we come back, let's count that dough. Late week money, buy or sell. Talk about the many sports subjects of the day. And then Bill Bender from the Sporting News. Talk college football with him. Who's going to represent the ACC in the college football playoffs? Virginia, what the hell happened to you last week?
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Got plenty going on. World of sports here, like tonight. Thursday night football, Jets at the Patriots. Garrett Wilson, we were just talking off the air, looks like he might be going on the old injured reserve list.
Yeah, he's going to be out 3 to 4 weeks, so we'll probably put him out for the four so you can bring up a player.
New England coming off the big win on the road against Tampa, short week, but still they're in first place right now in the East, 12.5-point favorites. Talk more about that when we get to NFL lunch, and we'll do our picks for tonight's game as well. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, when we talk real and fantasy football with him. But a lot going on. Awards given away in baseball. You got NBA, you got the NHL, you got college hoops, college football in the closing stages of the regular season. So much to get to, Nolan, so many times. So little time. But before we do all of that, where's the money by yourself?
We are losing money, Bob. And lots of money, Bob. The Dow is down 438. The S&P is down 80. NASDAQ is down 425. DraftKings down $1.44.
Ouch.
Under Armour's down 4 cents. To
what?
453.
Well, bring us up.
I'll give it a try. Well, speaking of money, how about MLB free agency? Still waiting on that first big domino to fall. Everyone looking for pitching help, especially here in the AL East. The Yankees, you know, they're going to be aggressive as usual, and rightfully so. I mean, Gerrit Cole, Clark Schmidt expected to be out for the start of next season, so they need some help. One name to monitor, former Yankee, or in the Yankee system, Michael King, a pitcher that they probably didn't want to trade in the first place, but when you have an opportunity to get Juan Soto, you jump on it. Now King is a free agent again, though he is coming off an injury-riddled season. Are you buying or selling that New York will bring King back?
I'm going to sell it. They'll kick the tires. I would like to see the Orioles make a run at him, to be honest with you. He's older than I thought he was, Nolan. What's he, 30, maybe 31?
31.
Yeah, so he toiled in their organization for a while before they made the Juan Soto trade. Big fastball, big talent, was really good for the Padres a couple years ago. But I'll sell it. They'll set their sights higher than Michael King. Again, Mike Elias making that phone call wouldn't upset me. Not that he listens to what I have to say.
Probably a shorter-term deal, too.
No doubt. You know, good point.
Well, we'll get back to the A.J. Brown stuff. We were talking about it a few segments ago. The drama never ends with A.J. Brown. And earlier this week, he voiced more displeasure while joining Bob's favorite Twitch streamer, Janky Rondo. They were playing a game of Madden. You love Janky Rondo. You tell me all the time.
It's delicious.
You said you donated money the other night. He didn't read your live chat. You were all upset.
Didn't?
It's okay.
That
you know.
Mofo.
Keep subscribing. It's all good. Well, he called the season, A.J. Brown, that is, a bleep show. You can fill in the bleep for yourself. Even joked that those who own him in fantasy football should look to get rid of him because those stats are not coming. Nick Sirianni, of course, had to answer the questions, had to answer about it all year. All of his teammates have had to answer questions about it. Sirianni, to his credit, has remained very adamant that the team is unified. But buy or sell, Vinny, the A.J. Brown situation is unsalvageable in Philadelphia.
I'll buy it. It's not going away. He's not going to let it go away. You know, and
look
and,
who's on TV number two right now.
That's right. Yeah. A.J. Brown. Yeah. So, and the media loves it. The screaming A's and the get-ups and they all end.
Look at all them mic flags in front of his face.
Yeah. And then you know Philadelphia media, Bob. I mean, that's WIP and all that. But they're loving it. In Philadelphia, oh, they love this.
I love that line, though. If you have me in fantasy, get rid of me.
Right.
That's awesome.
And they're, by the way, they're playing the game of Madden. A.J. Brown's playing as the Eagles, throwing every single pass to himself. He's had like 200 yards in the game.
Who was the guy he was playing with?
Your guy, Janky Rondo. Don't act like you're not a fan. Come on.
Even if I was, I'd Janky Rondo. All right. Let's
oh, man.
I remember Rajon Rondo.
No. Totally different.
Okay.
Over to a little college sports here. Conference realignment. It's been rampant in college sports for the past few years. No signs of slowing down. One more recent suggestion that's picking up some steam here, a potential merger between the ACC and the Big East, and our old friend Chuck E. Cheese, Coach K, well, he's on board with it, despite crucifying Maryland for leaving the ACC 10 years ago. Krzyzewski says he likes the idea of the ACC teaming up with the Big East, thinks it'd be great for not only basketball, but football as well. Bob, are you buying or selling that this merger actually ends up happening?
I'm going to sell it because the Big East is a basketball conference. Georgetown doesn't have a basketball team. Football, rather. Not a Power 5, D1. St. John's, Marquette. Why? I mean, the original Big East in its form was ruined because of football.
Yep.
And what's the benefit for the ACC? I mean, what Big East football school do you want?
Well, it's funny. Krzyzewski was saying it'd be great for UConn football. Like anyone gives a crap about UConn football.
I mean, old Morris got Jim Morris 7-3 nice or so. Yeah. They're doing all right, but
maybe I'm still thinking of the Travis Edsel Jones years.
Yeah. Now, I'm selling it. Coach K, stay in your lane watching Duke blow out Army the other night by 40 or 50, whatever it was.
Right. We'll do one more here in the NFL. Jameis Winston, he's in line to start for the first time this season. Last played for Cleveland late in the 2024 season, one of seven starts for him there. And honestly, I can't think of a more beloved backup quarterback in the league, not just by whatever team he's playing for. Everyone loves Jameis Winston, usually because he has a habit of delivering exciting moments. Now, to be fair, they aren't always the most exciting for the team he's playing for. He'll throw a lot of picks. Always good for a quote as well. But buy or sell, Vinny, this Sunday will be a true Jameis Winston game. Multiple touchdowns, multiple picks.
Oh, I'll buy that. I'll buy that. Playing against the Packers, I'm guessing multiple sacks, too, I would imagine.
Still laughing at him in that snow game with Cleveland last year. Like he was delivering a sermon after the game. He's like, how can you not love playing in the snow? This is what it's all about.
Well, watch before this one, if you want to watch that snoozer. Nope, Mel. He'll be giving a speech before the game.
Oh, yeah. Look, E-W.
He's carved out a niche. Yep. He was the first pick in the draft on that status. Did he live up to it? No. But he's a likable guy. St. Marcus Mariota, not as colorful as Winston is with the media. Second pick in the draft. They're both backup quarterbacks at this stage. But I'm cool with Jameis Winston. Now, would I want him being my quarterback in a playoff game? Probably not.
Nope.
Like to be playing against him, but hey, do what you got to do. No scataboo,
no dart,
no neighbors,
no neighbors. I mean, no hope. I mean, their defense will keep him in it a little bit, I guess, but let him go out there. Just gunsling. You got interim coach Kafka. Just go out and do your thing, man.
Well, it is a good call. I mean, because we know what you're getting with Russell Wilson, and you also know what you're getting with Jameis, but from an energy standpoint, you know, Giants could be a team ready to fold. You put Jameis out there, at least his teammates will play for him. Like, he can rally the guys. You know, you don't have to worry about people quitting, I guess.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Bill Pender. Talk some college football with him from the Sporting News. Stick around for that one. Vinny's film breakdown of the Browns offense. That's coming up. Where Mike Cleveland posed problems on that side of the ball against the rejuvenated Ravens defense. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. We'll look at the schedule for Week 11 and do our picks for tonight's game. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. We'll talk real and fantasy football with him as he tries to make us a little dough. Keep in mind, he's just giving you advice. You could follow it if you choose to do so.
Arc Raiders.
a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
That reveal coming up in a little more than an hour. That Billy Joel is chosen by the people. Just there. Not saying you need to vote for Billy Joel for tomorrow. Vote for ever the hell you want. Just saying. Making an accurate assessment of who the band was. Bob Eddie Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Hear more from him coming up later. Joining us now to talk college football. Believe it or not, everybody, heading into week 12. Of the season from the Sporting News. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the program, Bill Bender. Bill, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
What about before we get to Maryland's woes, which are plentiful, of course, the ACC, Virginia was in a position of strength. They lose to Wake Forest. Miami looked to be and still may be the best team by far in the conferences. Clemson did not live up to their lofty preseason expectations. Georgia Tech was the surprise team for a while. So how are we handicapping the ACC, Bill? Who gets the coveted playoff berth when it's all said and done?
I used to watch that show Double Dare, and they would just, if they didn't know the answer, they would just take the physical challenge. I think I'll opt for that. Really didn't need Miami to lose to SMU. That would have solved a lot of these problems, because I do believe Miami is probably the best team in the conference, but they need help down the stretch here. And all you have to do to encapsulate what's going on is say Duke, which has 4 losses, controls its destiny and is a touchdown favorite against Virginia this weekend. It's completely wild. What I ultimately think will happen, and they need to happen, is probably have, if Miami can't get back in, have the winner of the Georgia Tech Pitt game win the conference.
Okay. And Pitt's got Notre Dame. Yeah. Now, Notre Dame plays by their own rules. They play a conference schedule, but not part of the ACC conference structure. Now, Maryland used to be in the ACC. Matter of fact, used to win conference championships with Claiborne and Bobby Ross and Ralph Friedgen. Those days are long gone. Now you're just trying to get bowl eligible after a 4-0 start. What were your expectations, Bill, for the Terps going into the year? And after they started 4-0, were up 20-0 in the third quarter against Washington. Now they sit here losers of 5 in a row, big underdogs at Illinois. How have things gotten to where they are right now?
I mean, this is everybody. The bottom half of the Big Ten, or bottom third in particular, is rough. Rough looking at it. And even more so when you consider, like, nobody, not one, I can say, not one sports writer said Penn State was going to be 0-6 in July in Big Ten play. There's no way. So there's been a couple curveballs along the way. I think Maryland is just getting to bowl eligibility. And I, one of the things that the Big Ten is feeling that it's collateral, not damaged, but collateral of the conference is when you have 18 teams and imbalanced schedules, things like this are going to happen. There's a big difference between the 18 they have and the 16 the SEC has.
Now, Bill, that Notre Dame-Pitt game at Pitt, I mean, when I was at Notre Dame, we'd go there. That was always a street fight, that game. It was always tough, you know, competitive game. Who needs to win that one most?
Are you from Pennsylvania?
Am I? No. I'm from Minnesota.
Okay. So either way. So if you were playing in that game, like you said, there's a large – Catholic contingent in Pittsburgh, 30%. You know, I'm sure those games were grimy. I remember watching them as a kid and saying, man, that's a fun game. And so when Pat said this week that he didn't care if Notre Dame won by 100, it kind of hit me because I'm like, come on, man, this game's awesome. But he's right, because they could still win the ACC and lose this game. But Notre Dame needs it. Anxious to see how their running attack handles up against those Pitt linebackers. They only average or allow 2.9 yards per carry. So that's where the game is. Jeremiah Love's been phenomenal. We'll see if he can have a phenomenal game. I heard the game sold out, by the way. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'll be crazy. And students are college game days there this weekend too. So that'll make it that more exciting for the Pitt fans, you know. So how do you see this playoff working out, you know, down the stretch here? Who do you see is going to really take off, and who's going to struggle down the stretch?
Well, it's hard to envision Ohio State struggling to anybody right now. But some of this, you're seeing a little bit of pushback on Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M. And if you look at their this term, cumulative conference winning percentage, it's really hard to say on the air, by the way. It's coming into focus because Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M have very low marks in that. So you're like, who have they really played? I like Alabama a lot, too. I like them on Saturday against Oklahoma. They've been so good at home, and their quarterback doesn't turn the ball over. That's a good recipe for success.
Bill Bender, Sporting News, joining us. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking some college football on this Total Request Thursday. Texas Tech. They hammer old BYU. I mean, that wasn't even a game. I mean, they did what they had to do. But why the power all of a sudden from the Red Raiders? They're beating ranked teams. They're in the top 10, looking dominant at times. What about the Red Raiders here making a real run at a possible Final Four berth here?
Hey, if you like defense, you got to love that team, right? Jacob Rodriguez has been phenomenal at linebacker. David Bailey, the edge rusher, I think he – has the most, like, combined hurries and sacks and those kind of things. The defense is nasty. They're physical. And outside of the SEC, Big Ten, and Notre Dame, I think they're the most interesting team. Don't you? I mean, like, that's the one that I'm like, I want to see that defense against an SEC heavyweight. I want to see if Baron Morton can move the ball against one of those really good Big Ten schools. They are a dangerous team, and I think they're definitely in line to win the Big 12.
Now, Bill, what about Texas, Georgia? I mean, do you see Texas finding a way to win this one? Can Arch Manning, you know, he's been playing better as of late. You know, he's got a really big opportunity here to kind of show his stuff a little bit positively.
Well, it's amazing what happens when you give a kid a little bit of time to develop, even if his last name's Manning, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yep. I think he's been phenomenal. One of the things, the last couple defenses he's faced, not great, but still playing well. He did play well against Oklahoma, especially in the second half. They do have a good defense. So what a chance for him. This was the most watched college football game last year, even over Ohio State, Michigan. So wow. A lot of people are going to have eyeballs on this one. And I think it's an opportunity for Texas. If they can win this game, you know, they will be a compelling team to get that will have a really good playoff chance. Now, even if they lose and beat Texas A&M, would they be a three-loss team the committee would consider? I would consider it because they played Ohio State. I'm not sure the committee will.
Bill Bender, Sporting News. Bill, what's happening on the website as we're a couple of weeks away, shall we say, from Thanksgiving here?
Oh, you know, we have a story about Pat Narduzzi, obviously. I talked to Joe Theismann this week. We'll have an article with him here in a little bit about that NFL Madrid game with Washington. So we've got a lot, and I stay busy, and it's always a pleasure to catch up with you guys.
And as we transition into college hoops, I'm sure you're excited about that. And we'll pick the Indiana of college basketball. Who knows, Bill? It might be Indiana as we root forward. Bill, appreciate it. If we don't talk to you, happy holidays to you and the family.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, same to you guys. Have a great week. Appreciate you.
All right, here's Bill Bender on this Total Request Thursday. We'll come back. Vinny's film breakdown of the Cleveland offense. If you're a Browns fan, you might not want to eat right now. You want to wait till we're done.
Yes.
Breaking this thing down. NFL lunch. Speaking of eating, coming up at 1 o'clock, more from the Ravens. We're going to hear from Kyle Hamilton and John Harbaugh. We'll look at the schedule for Week 11 in the NFL. And we'll do our picks for tonight's game as the Jets trying to pull the stunner against New England. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Real and Fantasy football. Looks like there could be a new featured back in Denver with the Broncos. Stick around for that.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's film room.
Earlier in the show, Vinny gave you the film breakdown of the Cleveland defense. Formidable. We'll do the stats tomorrow, and when Vinny breaks them down, you'll see that they're pretty good in a lot of areas there. Now we go to the opposite side of the football. The offense, and let's just say stats say they're not all that great. Vinny's going to explain film study.
Yeah, they are not. Overall, they're 31st in offense. You know, I mean, they're in the high 20s and 30s. They're one of the worst third down teams. Total offense, points, all of them. Completion percentage, average per completion, they're last. So, I mean, offensively, statistically, like Bob said, they are not good. You know, I mean, Jerry Judy's a good player, their wide receiver. But Judy, he's got 28 catches and 66 targets, which is not good. So, you know, he's either dropping it or it's off target, whatever. Now, they like to throw it to Harold Fannin is kind of the guy they like to throw it to, the rookie tight end. Not a good blocker, but he does have 42 catches. You know, and he's got 58 targets. He's got 190 yak yards, so he's third-round pick this year. So that's a good pick. So they like to use a lot of two tight ends with Njoko and Fannin.
Yeah, I like that guy. 44.
Fannin. He's not a good blocker, though. Now, the offensive line, they're better run blockers than pass blockers. They're not great run blockers because they just kind of ooze off the ball. They just kind of come off and they don't combo up to backers very well. So, you know, Judkins, the running back, Keyshawn Judkins, the rookie who played last year, week two was his first game against the Ravens. He's a good back, and he's got real good feet and quickness, and he's got vision in the hole. He's got 5 rushing touchdowns. He's averaging 4.0. You know, and he's caught 14 balls out of the backfield also. But he is a good back. And he's got a pick slide. He's got to find his own work is what he's got to find. He's got to make it on his own. Now, as pass blockers, Bob, to me, they are not good. The Jets kind of wore them out. They really struggle like the Ravens do with stunts and twists. Crisscrossing, doing all those things. They turn free runners. Free runners come. And then the two tackles, Cam Robinson, the left tackle, And then Jack Conklin, oh, my God, both of them can get pushed back, spun around. They're not good athletes, and they can't anchor. So, I mean, that really causes them a lot of problems, you know, and I think that Travis Jones on the inside is going to have opportunity. I think Jones is going to be all jacked up. He's from Cleveland, you know, so I think he's going to have good opportunity. I mean, if you can't get pressure in this game, then, you know, I believe Mike Green will. I believe Jones will. The other ones, I don't, we'll see.
Really? 26 sacks allowed for the Browns this year.
Yeah. And then now Dillon Gabriel, the quarterback, not very big, lefty, doesn't have a real strong arm, and he's not that, he's completing 58% of his passes, averages 5.0 per completion, 7 touchdowns, 2 picks. He's been sacked 17 times. Now, his best, he's rushed it 12 times. His best was against the Jets, you know, this past week. You know, he had a couple nice runs. But, Bob, I mean, they like to boot him. They like to get him on the move, boot him to his left where he could throw, you know, from his left hand. But he's not that accurate. And, you know, and like talked about earlier, the winds are going to be 20 to 30 miles an hour on Sunday. That's going to affect him, especially if he tries to throw the ball deep. He doesn't have a lot of oomph on the ball. And, you know, so he takes a lot of sacks because he can't see in the pocket. That's the problem. He can't see. That's why they try to move him out and about and get him out in the pocket. And what they'll do is, you know, like if they want to take a shot like they did against the Jets, first down, play action pass, max protect. And they hit like a 35 to Judy. Otherwise, there's not time. They don't have time. I can see, you know, and you play man coverage on the receivers and things, you know, because Judy's a good route runner. Otherwise, it's okay. Gabriel likes to throw to Fannin. So, you know, that 44, that's what they want to do. So, Bob, I think stunting, twisting, bringing pressure, getting after his ass, he'll throw it to you, and you'll be able to sack him. They should get sacks in this game. Now, they got to be able to stop the run with Judkins, you know, because their linemen, like I said, they'll come off. But the linebacker should be able to run and make plays in this one. And I can see Ravens offense, Bob, like kind of stacking the box a little bit. Stop the run and make – and Gabriel, can you beat us throwing? I hope not. I don't think they can because I don't think they can protect long enough. The ball's got to come out extremely quick because – they don't protect long enough to do that.
Could we see Shedeur Sanders in this game now, the strong QB2 in Cleveland?
The only problem is, Bob, is Shedeur is not, you know, that athletic in the pocket. He's more like Flacco being back, maybe a little more mobile than Joe.
Yeah, Joe's a statue.
Yeah. So Shedeur may get killed back there with that offensive line and the pass protection because they don't hold up well at all, Bob. I mean, that's why they don't score a lot of points. They can't drive. They have a hard time driving, you know, stacking play after play after play because they're not consistent enough with either the O-line or the quarterback.
It's 58-81-0-5-7 the Fan. Ravens 7.5-point favorites at Cleveland, where they have lost the Ravens 3 out of the last 4 years. Ravens are back at practice coming up here in the next few minutes, and we'll get an attendance report. We'll know within the hour whether or not Lamar Jackson is there after missing yesterday's extravaganza. Nolan, we have time for a call. He says no. When we come back, we got NFL lunch. Stick around for that. We're going to hear from Kyle Hamilton, more from Roquan Smith. Also going to hear from Kevin Stefanski, head coach of the Cleveland Browns. We'll look at the week 11 slate. It's going too fast.
Yeah.
Week 11 slate of the NFL game tonight. We'll do our picks for that one. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. He'll give some sneaky plays, and I would think even if Stevenson could go for New England, Henderson's got to be the guy because he ran all over Tampa.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.